Did you know that many of our founding fathers doubted whether or not the American people were capable of maintaining a democratic republic? Their concern was that if the people are able to choose their own leadership, rather than choose just, moral, and virtuous leaders, the people might be more inclined to choose leaders who serve their own selfish interests. Hello, my name is Aaron Kunz, and I am the lead pastor of Community Alliance Church in Ballston Spa, New York, and I am your pastor for the day. John Adams, the co-author of our Declaration of Independence and our second president, was one of those founding fathers who had concerns. During his presidency, he penned these famous words: "Our Constitution was made only for a moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other." It was the belief that moral and virtuous leaders are necessary for a moral and virtuous government. And only a moral and virtuous people, guided by divine principle, would elect such leaders. In our Bibles, one of the primary roles of leadership in the text is that of an elder. Elders are identified in both the Old and New Testaments in both Jewish and Christian communities. And what an elder may do in a specific church or a specific denomination today may vary. But in Scripture, elders were responsible for the spiritual care as well as the civil and legal oversight of the people. For example, when Boaz redeemed Naomi's land in Ruth chapter 4, he made that transaction under the witnessing eyes of the elders. In many ways, elders were more like a town board than a bunch of pastors. Elders were community leaders. In Titus 1, Paul shared how elders were to be chosen. He said, "He must live a blameless life. He must not be arrogant or quick-tempered. He must not be a heavy drinker, violent, or dishonest with money. Rather, he must enjoy having guests in his home. He must love what is good. He must live wisely and be just." In other words, one of the primary qualifications of an elder, a man who was to lead in the community, was their character. My suggestion to you today is that what God has said was the way that the Jews and the early Christians were to select their spiritual and community leadership, and what our founding fathers said was the way for selecting U.S. political leadership, remains true for us in the present day. The primary qualification of any man or woman seeking a community leadership role must be character. Now, some would object, saying that while character is good, it is simply not a luxury we can afford if we want to win an election. That may be true. But what our country needs is leaders who will stand alone against the entire world if need be, who would rather lose an election, be forgotten to history, or die than give up one inch of their integrity and moral character. Now that is leadership. And that is what will make all the difference for our nation going forward. But according to our founding fathers, the only people who can make a way for that kind of leadership is you and me. Our Bibles tell us that that kind of leadership is the kind we should support. But it's only you and me who can follow through on that. I believe this nation has better days ahead of us. But it is ultimately up to you and me. My name is Aaron Kunzman, and it has been a privilege for me to be your pastor of the day. If you do not attend a good church, I want to encourage you to make a commitment to a local congregation today. If you happen to live near Ballston Spa, New York, and are looking for a church, you're welcome to join us at Community Alliance Church. Our Sunday service time is 10:30 a.m., and there's more information about us at ballstonspaalliance.org.